This is the third year for the Duke Energy Academy. Organizers say the goal is to inspire students to pursue careers in STEM fields and to give teachers resources they can incorporate in their classes. Caleb Seedham is a homeschool student from Logansport. He applied to come to the camp after reading about the schedule of activities, which includes tours of a wind farm and a nuclear reactor, building a smart grid, and attending lectures by leading experts in the energy industry.
And finding out, they were talking about new sources of energy and how we can work to improve the energy we already have. And that's something I've been interested in for a long time, especially the renewable energy side. So that's what prompted me to really want to come here and learn, especially from industry leading educators and officials.
And has it lived up so far to what you were hoping it would be?
Yes, so far it has. I really enjoyed learning about the solar power yesterday, and especially, and then going to the wind farm. And now today, especially with the hands-on activity on the wind power, it's been a really great education tool. It has lived up to what I was expecting.
And how much do the hands-on activities kind of play into making you more interested in energy-related topics?
Makes me very interested, because sitting and listening to a lecture is one thing, but then actually applying what you're learning in a lecture to doing hands-on activities and seeing it firsthand really helps you get a better appreciation for the whole activity itself, and really makes me, anyway, appreciate energy more.
Tell me about the activity you're doing today with the wind turbines.
Well, today we're trying to build a wind turbine and build a wind turbine that'll produce the most power through experimenting different blade designs and different lengths of blades, things to that nature. What are more efficient, more blades or such? And so far I found that smaller blades actually make a bigger difference, a bigger impact. But the design also plays a key factor, whether it's small or a long blade. Smaller blades seem to work much better.
Have you tested yours already?
Yes, actually we have tested ours. We came in third on the leaderboard. That was where we peaked at, so we've done pretty well, I think, as our team.
Rebecca Brayfield is a chemistry teacher at Twin Lakes High School in Monticello. She says she's gathering plenty of ideas to use in her own classroom.
I'm hoping to get a lot of information about the different type of energy resources like wind, solar, nuclear, so that way I can bring the information that I learned to my classroom next year.
Do they make it easy for you to take what you're learning here and transform it into a lesson in the classroom?
Very much so. So the professors and the different grad students that we've heard talk, they've given very informative presentations, and we actually get those presentations, a copy of them, so we can refer to that information again.
And your students, how are they responding to what's going on here?
I think the students are really enjoying it. They seem really involved. I don't see any sleepy faces, so they seem pretty involved in the program.
And is it hard to get students in general interested in STEM subjects?
It really depends on the student. I mean, the type of students that we have here wanted to come to this program because they had to apply and fill out a long application. Now, in the classroom, you don't always get the students that really want to be involved. So it's harder, I think, in the classroom than it is here to get students involved.
And how important are hands-on activities to piquing their curiosity?
I think it's very important to have hands-on activities. Number one, it gets them to work with their hands so they're not just sitting there staring off into space sometimes. But hands-on activities, you can work with it. You can actually see how things apply, like the activity we're doing right now with the wind turbines. I think you can hear the amount of energy coming from the room there.